Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, LaGrange, a squirrel, and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up right after this.
With us in the studio, singer-songwriters Paul and Storm. You guys are famous for your tributes. Now, do I hear you have a couple new ones?
We like to pay tribute to those musical acts that have inspired us over the years.
Mm-hmm.
This is called If James Taylor Were on Fire.
Oh, okay. All right.
Somebody please, won't you get me a fire extinguisher and put me out? I can't stand the heat, though I've seen fire and rain. I can do with a little less fire. This is if Bob Dylan were hiding at the bottom of a well.
Ah, oh, okay.
Right.
I'm just sitting here hiding at the bottom of a well. And I ain't coming out.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Thank you very much.
Do you have a song in your head? I've got Who's That Lady by the Isley Brothers in my head, and I can't get it out right now.
Who's that lady? Who's that lady?
I can get it out of your head for you. There's a technique to get that out of your head.
There is?
There really is, or you're just trying to mess with me?
No. You just play another song. And then
this went way wrong. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everyone. I blame myself.
That's not your fault.
That's your fault.
And that takes time.
I remember hearing this when it first came out. I heard this on the radio and I lost my mind.
It's so good.
Especially when if you let it start, I'll have no problem.
That's
right. I got a lot of nice girls.
That's right. Do they?
Here comes. Uh-oh. Get ready. Okay.
Amazing.
Amazing. A great arrangement. The ZZ Top.
Now you're going to get Who's That Lady back in your head.
No, that's how you get rid of it. The earworm, you have to play there.
Beautiful lady. Beautiful lady.
Fine lady.
Why is that in your head?
I don't know.
Look, man. But don't touch. But don't touch. Hey, you. But don't touch.
See, I think the trick to this is to play something that you can't stand that I like a lot, and then that'll get stuck.
What do you got, Jolene? What do you got?
Something Mrs. even Jones. Better. Can you dig it, Chicky?
No, I can't.
You
Tommy,
can't dig it?
No, I don't want to.
Can you
dig it?
I sure can, yeah.
So you can dig it.
Those are my friends.
Chrissy? Can you dig it?
Of course I can dig it.
So she can dig it.
Nice try.
Are those your friends?
Yeah, with distinction.
Ah, okay, very good. Much like your graduation. Didn't you graduate with distinction?
With honors.
Yes. Oh, really? Okay, how nice.
Can I talk about Twiggy?
Double major, remember?
Can I talk about Twiggy, the water skiing squirrel?
Why?
Right now.
Did he die?
No, but somebody sent me a video of a new water skiing squirrel. I don't know what its name is, but remember when my big gripe with Twiggy was that I insisted he was stapled to the skis?
Right.
Yes.
And you guys got mad at me because I wouldn't staple a squirrel to the skis. Well, this video that I have now is proof positive that he is not. He is absolutely not stapled to the skis because he crawls up his owner's arm as he's skiing around the.
Look at that.
See?
Oh.
That squirrel likes skiing.
And is there a squirrel driving the boat?
Yes. It's amazing.
And he's got a little squirrel life vest on.
This is next level stuff right here.
That must be a boat show. That looks great.
It's amazing.
You don't want to know how much money I'd pay to watch
that. Can you turn that this way?
The squirrel is driving the boat, is water skiing.
If they only had a monkey driving the boat, it would be better.
That should win an Oscar.
Thank you very much.
This is best picture.
Oh, wait a second.
Hello, Bob and Tom show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie.
Well, hello,
hey, Donnie. How are you?
Thanks for all the earworms, Tom. Why don't you just go ahead and play a Crash Test Dummies in that song where they hum the entire tape? Swear to God. Feels like I got a dozen Welch crawlers in my head. And if I sound a little off my game, it's because I already got the worst hangover in history.
Oh, did you have a good night last night?
Christy, my head hurts worse than Abe Lincoln's after Act 3 of that little skit at Ford Theater.
That's a sore head.
That is a sore head.
Wow.
Yeah, we had a birthday party for my idiot cousin Lonnie last night.
Oh.
And my Aunt Petty made us do the whole party on one of them Zoom hookups or CompuServe. And somehow, I had, like, way too much to drink. I blame Uncle Sonny. He kept pouring me one drink after another all night long, like a chain smoker drinking his heaters.
Hey,
I'd finish one, he'd pour me another.
I thought you said it was a virtual party, so there'd be just you by yourself.
It was, Tom, except my Uncle Sonny with a no. He's been living out of our carport ever since Aunt Florence called him canoodling with Patty Ferguson's stepmom, Lisa, with a Z.
Oh, wow.
Living in the carport, huh?
Yeah, he looks like John Rambo out there most mornings, Christy. My point is, my Uncle Sonny overserved me with his homemade tequila, and I think it was like part 30 weight.
Okay, you got to be careful.
Just about my whole family was on a Zoom party. Both Uncle Sonny's, and they're not speaking. My mom, Phyllis. There's all kinds. I assume there's some nephews and nieces, but some I didn't even recognize. Ain't seen them forever. They could have been random street urchins, for all I know. Mm-hmm. And two of the teenagers look like they was about to audition for Dog the Bounty Hunter's entourage. But nice. The one thing about this virtual party, it's one advantage. I saved a bunch of money on birthday presents. Because last year I spent almost $57 on my idiot cousin Lonnie. Got him his own honey-baked ham.
Oh.
He was so, I swear to God, he harpooned it with the pitchfork and was walking around the party hitting it like a salt lick. I swear to God.
It was tasty. I can see why.
Well, he looked like a one-man hog roast, Tom. And I knew he'd do it because he always drinks too much. He can't hold his mud. Sure enough, he leaned over the bird bath after about 2 hours projectile puked in it. Looked like somebody stomped on a gogurt. And he's had Canadian geese in his yard ever since the last birthday. I guess that's why at the zoo they have them signs say don't feed the animals. But the best gift ever I got him was last year. I bought him a billy bass. Me and Scotty Winkler stuffed it with a can of Hormel chili. So when the fish turned its face to start singing, it looked just like Lonnie at the bird bath. Pretty good. Play some more of them earworms, Tom.
Okay. Sounds like a great gift.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
I Christy Lee is once again at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk. What's happening over there?
A wealthy Indonesian man shared photos from a plane in which he and his wife were the sole passengers. He purchased all the tickets for the commercial flight to prevent exposure to any other passengers in COVID-19. Richard Muljani, a Jakarta-based socialite famous for his extravagant lifestyle, posted a series of photos to his Instagram story showing he and his wife traveling alone on a Batik Air flight from Jakarta to Bali.
I submit Jakarta could be the number one city in the world of espionage.
You think?
Don't you always hear?
Yeah.
He went to Jakarta.
No, it's Trieste.
No,
to yeah, I think it's Caracas.
Montenegro.
I stand by Jakarta.
We're going to fight about this?
Trieste?
Yeah. How about Minsk?
Trieste was in one movie.
No, some dumb book.
Oh.
I will be wearing a black coat.
Here we go.
I will have a pencil inside a book. You will walk up
Whatever.
To me and ask me if I have a match. If I pull out a lighter, it means the Russian is on the train.
I love that stuff.
And if you'd read farther, I'll meet you in Jakarta.
That's what it says. You can't take the train to Jakarta.
Where is Jakarta?
It's just south of Hillsboro.
Is it?
In central Ohio. Yeah.
So wait, so the point of this story is this guy has like an entire 747, so he buys all the seats.
Was it a 747? I don't have that part.
That is a baller move.
That's
man.
A hell of a plane.
I mean, it wasn't a little plane. It was a commercial jet.
It was
jet,
a commercial
right?
flight, yeah.
At that price point, couldn't he just fly private, I'd imagine?
I'm guessing he did it because you said he's some kind of socialite influencer jackass. Well,
yes, his business cards say socialite jackass is what they say. Yeah.
The word socialite.
Yeah, he went viral on TikTok.
I'd like to get to a point where I can at least buy a row.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'd be great.
And I will do it.
Oh, would you like the elephant belt, sir?
Too fat, you see. I want yeah, the normal seat belt
hey,
couldn't
have
possibly
we heard? Have we heard?
Wrap around my girth. My gosh, they have to. Is there an old Lollapalooza bungee cord around here somewhere? That would
very few people
possibly
reach the
feed bag of peanuts.
In fact, are we even going to be able to take off with me in this thing? Is that,
which side should I be on?
My gosh.
My goodness.
Oh, boy.
You suppose when there's only these two people on this giant plane.
Right.
You suppose they still had to wait? All right, section C.
Yeah. How am I not boarding group one?
Gosh. Yeah, no joke.
I've told you the story. I was in a Dulles Airport.
Near Jakarta, yes.
And I was going to the car rental place, and I got on the bus. There was no one in the bus but me, and the lady kept doing all the, and I got in the bus, and I said, yeah, I'm going to National Rent-A-Car.
Have you ever had to get up so early to catch a flight that you're physically ill?
Yes.
You're going to the
yes,
airport.
A lot.
Yeah. Or still drunk?
6 a.m. Yes.
Yeah, that too.
Yes.
But my point was the woman, rather than just going and saying and stopping at each stop, and she gave the spiel every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're getting off at Hertz Rent-A-Car, it's your next stop. And I'm sitting there right next door going, I'm at National.
I'd imagine that's her policy. I don't
right.
know. Probably her decision.
Yeah, but I think there's a point at which you can kind of go, hey, I'm a human being. I realize that there's no one here, no one getting on.
Maybe
or
she was
off.
Just trying to piss you off.
Yeah. She did.
Yeah, maybe she knew right away what she was dealing with. And
okay.
Right
and
now she tells a story going, man, I made this guy sit through every announcement.
Oh, I hate it.
Okay, I did some more investigative reporting on this story.
Oh, yes. Why?
He paid $7,895. It included all 12 business class seats and 150 economy class seats.
Wait a minute. That's
way
not
less.
That isn't that bad.
Not bad.
That's
at
what
all.
I was thinking.
Be way more than pretty good
I thought
deal.
It'd be a lot more.
That's probably
you couldn't
less.
Rent a private jet for
no,
that.
That's way
I was
less.
I going to say
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still say he's a jackass.
Oh,
well,
wow.
I'm
only,
not disputing that.
Only $7,000? This guy barely spent any money.
Well, no, it's a,
you like,
a huge chunk of change.
You like the term Hertz donut, Josh? You care for that at all?
That joke,
I do like that, yeah.
The old Hertz
yeah.
donut? Yeah.
You want a Hertz donut?
Punch him in the chest.
Hertz donut.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great.
It's
followed
it's classic.
By a knuckle sandwich, the Hertz donut?
No, it's usually followed by the twister of the...
The chesticle?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Purple nurple?
Oh, the purple nurple. Yeah, that's no nice.
I see.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, Christy, what have you got?
New research out there suggests identical twins are not perfect genetic clones. Scientists sequenced DNA from 387 pairs of identical twins, as well as from their parents, children, and spouses. They were able to find early mutations that separate identical twins. These differences, which represent a tiny portion of each twin's genetic code, could influence why one twin is taller or why one twin is at greater risk for certain illnesses. If you'd like more information, if you're a twin, you can find it in Nature Genetics.
I think we're a clone now.
Sure. That is a legitimate Weird Al song. Did you know that?
Is it really?
Yes.
Really?
When Tiffany's I Think We're Alone Now came out, her version, I think I'm a clone now.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Okie doke.
Did you ever go to school with twins that dressed the same?
Yeah, occasionally. They didn't always dress the same.
They were kids.
Yeah.
Tanya and Tammy, I think, or something like that.
Jackie and Julie.
Twins.
Paul and David.
Oh. Paul and David.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Didn't they sing a summer song?
It was Chad and Jeremy.
Oh, sorry.
Wow.
They didn't allow twins in my school because they thought they brought witchcraft.
So. Yeah. Oh, man, they're out of here.
Well, this study's wrong because obviously one of them has to be evil.
But. Isn't that
right? Yeah.
Isn't that true in the world? Isn't it true in the world of magic that twins are like, doesn't Copperfield have a twin? Didn't we hear
triplets.
That?
Triplets.
Triplets.
He does?
Triplets.
That he uses in his stunts?
Yeah. Like, isn't that, that seems like that's cheating.
It's an illusion.
There's a whole movie about that, too. Yeah,
there's a documentary.
Yeah, pretty much everything you're saying today is pretty hackneyed.
doesn't Weird Al have a song?
I'm just going to listen to the Isley Brothers. You guys. Who's the
Chick, you haven't seen that documentary about Penn and Teller and Teller?
Nope, I've learned my lesson.
Sounds like a law firm.
Anything that pops into my head, I'm shutting it off, man.
Well, I mean, there's the one twin, and the other's for parts.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, my God.
Isn't that a horror film classic?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Is that a
part of history?
That was actually, yeah. Hey, today, January 8th, is always celebrated Bubble Bath Day.
Oh.
So you guys can all go home and have a soothing, quiet bubble bath.
The last time.
Yeah.
Happy Chanukah.
Yes.
Take a love bath, baby. When's the last time you took a bath?
This is garbage.
No, it isn't. This is
really pretty bad.
When you consider what he wrote,
right.
And then he had the balls to
Tears
put
of a
this
clown
on.
To this.
Just a second. He's about to tell you how to take a
love
bath.
I know. I love
just
this.
Shut up. Okay. Right, here it comes. You're writing this down. Water in the tub.
Water in the tub. Got it.
What about
hot water?
Oh, body rub. Okay.
Wait a second, Pat.
Loving.
Good point, touching. Pat.
Yeah, what do you say?
To make it, hot water. Make it hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Hear a lot about a cold love bath.
That's what I take.
Probably some guy that wants.
Well, that was a Whitney Houston hit, wasn't it?
Oh. Last hit.
You know what? I apologize. All this week, I've been off. I'm sorry.
It's right after her last
sorry.
Hit.
Sorry. Next week. New week. Next week. Come up here. Brand new. Yeah.
Can you come up here, Shane?
I don't know if I'm up here. Way down here.
No, you're up here, baby.
You're so low, you've become high.
Yeah. Maybe that's it.
Come back around.
As the coroner said, more ice.
Oh.
Okay. Let's get back to smoking, touching. Closest can be.
It's getting mighty slippery. Okay, seriously, this is the kind of thing I want to see in our judicial system. Like some judge going, look, you did Tears of a Clown.
I agree.
And this is, you're in jail for a year.
Yeah, or every American citizen, if they see you in public, gets to slap you once.
Yes.
What is wrong with these people?
I agree.
This is so bad.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's like a parody.
It's a joke. It's cute.
No.
Did he mean this as
yes,
a joke?
Yes, he thinks it's sexy.
Well.
The body.
But you're the one that said you wanted to take a love bath, Josh. You wanted to get some candles and.
With me, yeah, I want to get a very big bath and with candles all around it and hot water. Spread my legs.
you sit in the tub and wallow in your own filth.
No, this is the soap.
I've lived in the present compound coming up 4.5 years, and I've never been in my bathtub.
Yeah, I've not been in mine.
Jake, is your bathtub close to the wall?
Mine's right next. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Close to the wall.
I feel like bathtubs are always close to the wall. I want a bath in the middle of a room.
Well, like a nice claw bath.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Makes sense.
Yeah, the new freestanding tub is the way to go.
That's what I'm looking for.
Prince do a video with him in the tub in the middle of the controversy or something.
Who cares?
And I have a plate of meat and cheeses.
What do you mean, who cares? It's bubble bath day. You're not going to go home and take a bubble bath today?
No. No thanks.
Yeah, I'm all not. Right.
If someone you cared about deeply told you, I just got out of the bathtub, what would you say to them?
Do I have to go clean it now?
You wouldn't drive home real
That's
fast?
That's what you would say.
Rip your clothes off?
I clean the tub a lot. I've got two little girls that like to...
Christy, my offer still stands.
For What's
you
that?
To, you to bathe me and not nothing sexual, just clean my body.
Are you familiar with the so-called bath bomb?
Yeah.
If this would happen, Christy would be in the hazmat suit.
No.
Head to toe.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.